Hey everybody, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. Welcome. This show offers information and experiential support. We're talking about habit change, addiction recovery, and personal growth. And my goal is to help you find your own personal path to turning around any habitual behavior that's creating problems, either for yourself or with others. Habits into Health focuses on, giving you more choices and making the changes you want to make, regardless of the habit you're dealing with. And we can do this because, as human beings, we share a common template. I don't know if you know the old game, 20 Questions. I played it when I was a kid, and we talked about animals, vegetables, or minerals. So our template is animal, but we have a particular kind of structure, and we call it the human body. And even though each of us is unique, we are more like each other than we are like other structures, other animals, or vegetables or minerals. Living beings like dogs, cats, fish, bees, plants and trees, and inanimate objects like rocks or diamonds or a glass or a jar. And this common framework, the human body, gives us an experience of life that is different from all those other animals and other structures like vegetables or minerals. In this podcast, I do share information and research, but it turns out that people don't change based on data or facts, so I've tried to help find another way in my own life, and now I pass it on to others. I call it Habits into Health, and what I'm doing here is exploring new ways to approach habit change by drawing on bodily experience. And this means we focus on your whole self. This creates an environment in which the information that comes your way can be taken in more usefully. This environment is a full partnership in which mental activity plays a supporting role in your pathway to change rather than being in charge. I call it letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Lately, we've been talking about lifestyle habits that increase or reduce your risk of cancer. The first one is smoking. The second lifestyle habit, diet, is tougher, because it involves something you can't live without. So even though nicotine is one of the toughest habits to kick, the truth is, you can live without nicotine. You can't live without food. And I think that's why food is such a big issue for so many people. In this episode, our topic is about specific kinds of foods, foods that cause inflammation, which is one of the factors in creating disease. The Habits into Health program first involves tuning into your bodily experience. And this is not only to create a receptive environment for learning, but also it actually supports you in reducing inflammation. So in every episode, we start with a little exercise. And what we'll do today is only one type of somatic or body-oriented practice. It's a practice in noticing, a very important first step in slowing down, which can actually cool down stress responses and anxiety and the mental agitation that is often a part of depression. If you've listened to this podcast before, you've had opportunities to do these practices in body or somatic awareness. And if this is your first visit, just follow along. You can start by not doing anything differently. A lot of times when somebody leads people in an exercise, they will tell you to make yourself comfortable or to put your feet on the floor. Sometimes I'll do that too. But for this practice in noticing, we start by not changing anything. We only attend and notice what is. So there's actually nothing that you need to do to fix or correct. You're just going to practice noticing. Now let me lead you a little. Let your attention go to your face right now. Notice something about your face that stands out, that's making itself apparent. It could be as simple as an itch or an ache. You could have a sense of pressure somewhere, or just the feeling of air on your skin. If you find yourself trying to figure out where you feel something, or even wondering, what in the heck does she mean? Then let your attention go to your forehead, just above your eyes, or even between your eyes, or around each temple, to the side of your eyes, and even behind your eyes. Just notice any feeling of pressure or any muscular movement there. And you don't have to do anything with it except to notice. Next, if you can, free up one hand and bring it to your cheek. And just notice on a continuum from cold to hot the temperature that you feel. Does it change as you hold your hand there? What is your experience on a range from dry to wet? You might notice a different experience in your hand, in your palm or your fingers, or on your cheek itself. Do you notice anything on a continuum of tension, from very pressured or tight to very light or loose? You don't have to make any meaning of this right now. The practice is simply to notice. You could even bring your hand up to your forehead and notice, what is your experience of temperature here? What's your experience of moisture or tension? And as you notice this experience of temperature, moisture, tension, what happens in your experience of yourself? What occurs when you attend to this level of your reality? It's a level of reality that most of us aren't attentive to, and yet it exists. And what's it like to just notice this without having any goal to make something of it or to do something with it? And now, if you will, let's proceed. From time to time in each episode of Habits into Health, I will invite you to notice something in the moment, just like this. The first step in creating change is just noticing what is. The more you let yourself do this, the better you'll get at it. Trying to make a big change in a habit when you haven't attended to the smaller aspects of your current pattern is a setup for failure, and I don't want that for you. Let's discuss this show's topic, which is about the connection between foods that cause inflammation and along with it, poor health at the least, or very serious diseases like cancer at the most. And by the way, you're listening to Habits into Health, and we're exploring holistic and somatic ways of nudging those habitual behaviors that get in the way of your satisfaction and success. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm your host, and you can learn more at habitsintohealth.com. You can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and Twitter as well. Before the exercise, I mentioned that doing somatic practices like the noticing exercise can help you cool down your stress responses, reduce anxiety, and soften the mental agitation that's often a part of depression. Poor diet also plays a role in how we respond to stress, and it can make the symptoms of anxiety and depression much worse. But what does poor diet mean, really? Most people don't even realize that chronic or systemic inflammation from what they eat creates big problems. Most of the time, the connection between poor diet is like weight gain or loss. And we've talked before on this podcast about mouth hunger or emotional eating. But even when we're eating because our body signals that it needs nourishment, stomach hunger, we don't always eat foods that truly nourish us. The American diet, unfortunately, well, it produces inflammation. And we have exported this to the rest of the world, primarily through fast food. Making changes in this isn't just about preventing cancer, which can seem so far off in the distance until you get a diagnosis. You can start more easily today, right now, by just listening to what your body is telling you. Maybe you can relate to something that I've experienced myself and that I've heard from clients more and more over the years. I'll tell you about my own experience, and as you listen, maybe you can consider yours. The first signal that I had about my own body's response to certain foods actually happened when I was a kid, but I didn't realize what my body was telling me until many, many years later. Like many folks, I grew up on a diet that was meat and potatoes based, and with a lot of casseroles that make the family's food dollar stretch. My mom made a great spaghetti casserole. We ate macaroni and cheese, pot roasts, and hamburgers, of course. We also had salads and vegetables, mostly frozen or canned because we lived in the desert and fresh vegetables just weren't abundant or very cost-effective for a large family. And usually, I would eat everything else on my plate before I touched the meat. I kind of knew that I did that, but I didn't really know why. It wasn't that I didn't like the meat, but eventually I came to realize that my body just didn't want it as much. And it wasn't until I was in my late 20s, when I was learning all about holistic health and diet nutrition, that I experimented with cutting red meat out of my diet. And it was then that my body gave its first sigh of relief. So I began exploring the difference between foods that cool the body and foods that heat the body. I explored yin and yang foods in traditional Chinese medicine and the terms alkalinizing and acidifying foods in what was then the emerging holistic health field. And it turns out that red meat is considered a yang food in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, especially depending on how you cook it. And it's also acidifying in the holistic health framework. And so I learned that, you know, while we all need to eat protein, it seems that this type of protein just doesn't suit me. So I've made it a minimal part of my diet. Meat might just work fine for you, which is why the key is to listen to what your body is telling you about what you're eating. Listen to what you want to eat. Be attentive while you eat it. Notice what happens with your energy generally and your digestive system after you eat, anywhere from immediately to up to 12 hours. Now, for starters, there are some food categories that tend to create inflammation in the body, especially when eaten to excess. And I'll also give some things that you can substitute. Because this topic is so important, I'll talk more about each of these categories next time and in coming weeks. So here they are. Foods to avoid, and then what to substitute. Factory-fed red meats, that's beef, lamb, and pork, processed meats like sausages and hams, and packaged meats like bacon. Substitute, if you can, grass-fed meats, they're better for you, or chicken or turkey that's also range-fed. 2, cow dairy products, milk and cheese particularly. Substitute goat dairy products. They're much more digestible. 3, sugar. This includes soft drinks, candy, and desserts. Stevia and honey are substitutes, but the best solution is to minimize eating substances that have sugar in them altogether. The 4th category is alcohols, which is really fermented sugar. And it doesn't just get you a little buzzed. Beer, liquor, and wine all create byproducts that affect the liver and also over time contribute to weight gain, which increases inflammation. Common cooking oils like safflower, corn, sunflower seed oil isn't as common, but it's still out there. And what you want to do is you want to substitute olive oil, but only cooking at lower temperatures. The better solution is to steam foods when you cook rather than using oil at all. And last and certainly not least, refined grains, especially wheat and corn. Many people increasingly have direct allergies to these foods or sensitivities. And what you want to do is substitute quinoa, millet, amaranth, or even rice. A quick rule of thumb is to reduce eating products that come in a container that has a list of ingredients more than the main product. A bag of spinach is a bag of spinach. But most products that come in cans or boxes also have a combination of different inflammation-producing ingredients, such as refined grains, sugars, and dairy byproducts. And by the way, Dr. Andrew Weil's website is a really good resource for healthy eating and other information. You would go to drweil.com. That's Dr. D-R. Weil is spelled W-E-I-L.com. drweil.com. And then click on the balanced living menu and the link to Dr. Weil's food pyramid. Okay, it's time to sign off for now. Next week I'll talk a little bit more about inflammation-producing foods in more detail. Our food eating habits really create problems for ourselves and others, and that includes weight gain, it contributes to anxiety and depression, and certainly to conditions like heart disease and cancer. In this show, what I'm trying to do is bring holistic perspectives and somatic or body-oriented practices, as well as useful information, to support you in creating the ultimate personalized habit change plan that works for you. I certainly welcome your questions and comments at habitsintohealth.com, and you can find articles and resources on the site that I hope will be helpful. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits Into Health. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.